CJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perron.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your Sunday program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. Well, it's been a very interesting week on many fronts, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But I want to begin with a song that I heard the other day, and I hadn't heard it for some time. And it was one of those songs that I was thinking, wait a second, I know this. And I couldn't figure out where. The melody was very familiar. But anyway, the version that we will listen to is the one that I heard. Roy Black, Oh My Darling, My Love. And I think you might have heard the original at some point.
Ich geh allein, so ganz allein im Mondschein, Baby. Und wünsche mir, ich könnte von dir belohnt sein, Baby. Lass mein Herz doch nicht mehr länger weinen. Lass für uns die Sonne endlich wieder scheinen. Schön ist unsere Liebe, Baby, bleib bei mir. Oh, my darling, my love. Oh, my darling, my love. Ich wär so gern der Boy in deinen Träumen, Baby. Will keinen Tag das Glück mit dir versäumen, Baby. Zu lang hab ich dich nicht gesehen. Warum bist du böse? Sag, was ist geschehen? Liebst du einen anderen? Baby, sag es mir. Oh, my darling, my love. Oh, my darling, my love. Darling, my love. Darling, my love. Du sollst an mich denken. Wandte man den Mond erleben und einen goldenen Ring in deine Hände legen. Denn es sollen endlich alle wissen, dass wir zwei ein Pärchen und Pärchen gerne küssen. Schön ist unsere Liebe, Baby, bleib bei mir. Oh, my darling, my love. Oh, my darling, my love.
Darling, my love, darling.
schöner, feiner Band, den man im Mond erlieben und einen goldenen Ring in deine Hände legen. Denn es sollen endlich alle wissen, dass wir zwei ein Pärchen und Pärchen gerne küssen. Schön ist unsere Liebe, Baby, bleib bei mir. Oh, my darling, my love. Oh, my darling, my love. Oh, my darling, my love.
German singer Roy Black with Oh, My Darling, My Love, which is the German version of the song Mountain of Love that was actually performed by a number of country western singers in the United States and even in the UK. I think even Val Dunigan did a version of that program, that song as well. Anyway, you are listening to Happy Station coming to you from PCJ Radio International. Now, this week there was some very sad news in this part of the world, and that was the passing of Thailand's king on Thursday. Now, I say it was sad news because in Thailand, the king was very revered by his population. He came to power in the late 1940s after the Second World War. And Thailand at the time was, well, I mean, nearly 90% of the population were living in poverty, malnourished, and it was a really, really terrible situation. And he was king. He became king at the age of 18 in 1948. And he reigned for 70 years, which is the longest ever any monarch has been in at the throne. But at the age of 18, he decided to travel around the country, which he did, to find out what the population was like. And he introduced many things to actually improve the living standards. He turned the swimming pool at the royal palace into a fish pond so they can do tests on how to raise fish through science, actually, to feed the population. He also turned part of the palace into a dairy farm to increase milk production. And Thailand today actually has a huge surplus in milk, thanks to the efforts that he put in place in the 1950s. Some of the other things that he did, because of the lack of education in the country, was to educate people by radio. They created radio courses by radio. And a lot of people got degrees through that program. He was very beloved in Thailand. He was one of the few things, despite the military coups that have taken place in the country and other political turmoils, he was really the only thing that really held people together. But there's one side of him that people outside of Thailand, even outside of Asia, don't know, in that he was actually quite, well, he loved music. He really loved music. I'm going to run a clip for you right now. It's only about a minute long. And this, I think, shows at how much he loved music. That actually was the King of Thailand. The King of Thailand playing clarinet. He played a few instruments. He played clarinet, saxophone, piano, and guitar. And he wasn't, an accomplished musician, but he did a pretty decent job. And any time major jazz acts would go to Thailand, he would always ask and or even request to perform with them. Or sometimes, very often, the musicians themselves would request that, can the King come and jam with us, which would actually happen quite often. I mean, he performed with people such as Louis Armstrong, Benny Goodman, the Duke Ellington Orchestra. You know, he was a jazz fanatic and also loved playing with the musicians and had a great appreciation for the music. Now, because of that, he also was a composer and composed compositions that were also played by the giants of jazz, like this one from Benny Goodman and his orchestra called Yarm Yen, which actually means in the evening. Benny Goodman and his orchestra playing a composition by His Royal Highness, the King of Thailand. There have been a number of CDs that actually have come out with his music. He loved jazz and he loved blues. Les Brown and his orchestra recorded a full album of songs by the King of Thailand. So have a number of others. We're going to listen now to Magic Beans, performed by Larry Carlton and his group. Magic Beans, a composition by the King of Thailand, performed by Larry Charlton. You know, it was interesting because for the past few days, it's something actually that wasn't really a shock to many people because he had been ill for quite some time. And over the last few days, news reports were saying that he was very critical and in critical condition. And then on Thursday, it was announced that he had passed away. I only found out about it in the evening when I came back home, even though the announcement was made in the late afternoon, our time on Thursday. And you're saying, Keith, well, we know that you love your mobile phone. You didn't get any notifications on your mobile phone. Well, look, I'll tell you what happened. As you're probably aware, I'm doing this TV series, which we're now finally wrapping up, Top Gear Taiwan, the Taiwan version of Top Gear. And we were doing some of the studio segments. And I always made the mistake of bringing my phone into the studio. We're doing a link, and all of a sudden my phone ring, I hear a phone ring, and I say, okay, stop, whose phone is that? And then I realized it was mine. So I made now I lost my train of thought. I put myself the job of leaving the phone in the dressing room and never bringing it in the studio so that it doesn't happen. So I didn't know until I left the studio, got changed, was driving home, and got out of the car and looked at my phone and went, oh, I didn't know. You know, so that's how the reason why. But anyway, yeah, there's going to be a lot more about the King, of course, I suspect, coming up. As of the recording that when we did this show, which was Friday morning, I checked out the Radio Thailand World Service, but there still was no announcement yet. They were still saying that he was critically ill in hospital, which, of course, is a clear sign that their program was recorded about 24 hours before. But you may want to check them out this weekend. This is their times for their program in English. All the times are UTC. Midnight to midnight 30 UTC on 15590 kHz. Midnight 30 to 1 hour UTC on 15590 kHz. From 2 to 2:30 UTC on 15590 kHz. From 0530 to 6 hours UTC on 17640 kHz. From 12:30 to 13 hours UTC or GMT on 9390 kHz. 14 to 14:30 on 9390. 19 to 20 hours UTC, which is a one-hour program instead of the regular 30 minutes, on 9390, and then a 15-minute program from 2030 to 2045 UT on 9390 kHz. That program, is, of course, is 15 minutes. You might want to check them out this weekend because I'm sure, very sure, that they will play more of his music. There are CDs, like I said, available, performed by legendary musicians such as Les Brown, Benny Goodman, Louis Armstrong, and others playing and playing his music. And some of the compositions are quite amazing. One of my favorite ones is Candlelight Blues, which we won't play today, but I will. I think we have played it before. I'm looking at our technician who's logging the music that we play. Have we played it before? Not up and down. He's doing a sideways up and down motion, which means he's not sure. You're not sure. Well, I'm not sure either, but I think we did, right? Yeah, that's what yeah. But we will play it again on an upcoming program. All right. You're listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. Now the Metropole Orchestra and One Way Wind. One Way Wind, the Metropole Orchestra, one of the busiest studio orchestras in Europe. They're based in the Netherlands, but they too throughout Europe, recording for television, film, and also backing up other artists when they tour. One of their most famous recordings with an international artist is an album that they recorded in Paris with Canadian jazz vocalist Diana Krall. The Metropole was directed by Klaus Ogerman, who also worked with many giants in jazz. He's also a phenomenal arranger himself on his own projects. You are listening, of course, to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. Now, I said it was also an extraordinary week on another count, and that was, well, we had two typhoons in 2 weeks. And we actually have another one that is forming now. Now you're saying, well, that's a lot. Maybe it's global warming. No, actually it isn't. We're actually at the end of the typhoon season. And just like last year at around the same time, we had like two that came at the same time. This year is three. And it's a little bit different this time because usually, okay, if you've never experienced a typhoon, cyclone or hurricane before, usually right before it, the weather is very hot and very sunny, usually a few days leading up to it. This time, however, it's really kind of odd. It's sort of like, well, if I look out our office window from the top floor of our building, you have typhoon clouds. Now, typhoon clouds are very low. To the left side of our building is the Taipei 101, which is it's not the highest structure in the world, but it's one of the highest buildings in the world. And normally, even on a rainy day, or of course on a clear day, you can see right to the very, very top, the top antenna. That's how, you know, right to the top. Right now, we're only seeing about one quarter up the building. And it looks rather funny. It's sort of like it's there. And then like the beanstalk and Jack of the Beanstalk kind of just disappears into the clouds. And I have been up to the top of that a couple of times. Usually when somebody is visiting here, they always say, what's the view like? I always say, well, it's actually an extraordinary view because you can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles, or kilometers, kilometers, kilometers. But on a cloudy day, you see nothing. You just literally see cloud. And the last time I went up there was in a day such as we've been having this past week. And I brought a couple of friends of mine up there, and you can walk around, and we're looking out the window, and they say, we don't see Taipei. I think, you know, you don't see Taipei because of the low cloud cover. So it was a bit of a wasted trip, shall we say. Because for some reason, I don't know what it is, but I've been to these towers before. I've been to the TV tower in Berlin, the CN tower in Toronto, Canada, the 101. And I don't know what it is, but they all seem the same to me. You take a very fast lift to the top, and then you get up there, and it's just full of tourists. And a number of shops selling things that are like souvenirs and very tacky souvenirs. And then overpriced restaurants. Yes, overpriced restaurants. So, I mean, I don't know. I just never, put it this way. If I only went there because people were visiting here, otherwise I just was not interested in going. You know, the TV, the only one actually I was sort of interested actually was the TV tower in Berlin. Which was built in the eastern part of, which was known as the former East Berlin, only because of the architecture of it that I wanted to see it from the interior, the, you know, 60s, 70s communist architecture, which I'm quite interested in. That was the only reason that I wanted to go in, but that was basically it. And also Alexanderplatz, where it's located, is an interesting place. But the CN Tower in Toronto, a little boring. You go to the top, it's just the same. That's just, you walk around, look outside, and that's it. The only interesting thing I have to say in the Taipei 101 is the damper that they have, which is right in the middle of the building, right at the top. It's a few tons, it's a big metal ball, and it was designed so that typhoon force winds or even strong winds or earthquakes will not make the building sway. And it is interesting because you could be up there and it could be a windy day and you'll just see this thing moving, right? And you feel no movement in the building at all, or even during an earthquake. There's video that you can find on YouTube of when we get earthquakes here in Taiwan, and you'll see this ball move quite violently, but there's absolutely no feeling in the building at all. That's the only thing that I found interesting about it, because it's engineering, which is one of my favorite subjects. Okay. Yes, I am talking more than usual today. I think I should stop, right? Frank Sinatra and Cycles.
So I'm down and so I'm out, but so are many others. So I feel like trying to hide my head 'neath these covers. Life is like the seasons. After winter comes the spring. So I'll keep this smile a while and see what tomorrow brings. I've been told, and I believe, that life is meant for living. When my chips are low, there's still some left for giving. I've been many places, maybe not as far as you. So I think I'll stay a while and see if some dreams come true. There isn't much that I have learned through all my foolish years, except that life keeps running in cycles. First there's laughter, then those tears. But I'll keep my head up high, although I'm kind of tired. My gal just up and left last week. Friday I got fired. You know, it's almost funny, but things can't get worse than now. So I'll keep on trying to sing, but please just don't ask me now.
Frank Sinatra and Cycles from the album of the same name. You're listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. We do have the next installment, by the way, of From the Radio Netherlands Archives coming up next weekend. You can find out all the details at our website, www.pcjmedia.com, www.pcjmedia.com. And this program will be looking at Eddie Starts. And we're going to be broadcasting one full 80-minute Eddie Starts Happy Station Show. And that's going to be on the weekend of, in UTC time, 23rd, 24th UT. You'll find the frequency and times at our website. And we are going to be issuing a special EQSL for that program as well. We're still getting to the ones from the program that we did in September. If you haven't received it yet, don't worry. We're still getting to it. We're still getting to it. It was a little bit more than we anticipated, and we have been a little busy with other things because one of the studios, well, the studio that we're in right now was just renovated completely, and we have a new mixer, and I don't know what it is, but it sounds very different. And the reason why we invested in the studio that we're in now, the studio is a kind of an all-purpose studio. We have our news studios, which are to either side, to the left and to the right of us. This is a studio that we use for live transmissions, and when programs are not going out live, we can also record in them. But we wanted to make some changes, because next year, in 2017, our music programs that are distributed to radio stations around the world, those programs will be in high definition. So we needed a new digital mixer, which is actually the other one was an analog mixer. And the same with the two news studios, but this one now has a digital mixer, and I think this is we've been using it for the past 2 weeks. Was it 2 weeks? Yeah, about 2 weeks. But last week's Happy Station was recorded in the other studio because this one wasn't available because there was a program going out at the time. So we're actually using it for a recording for the very first time. We've been using it for live programs, and they do sound very different. If you're listening to this program on shortwave right now, you probably wouldn't notice any difference. But if you're listening to us on DAB or FM, or the file of the program, you probably would notice, all right? So let us know. But we are going to be putting out our music programs in high definition, so that should be interesting. The Gimmicks with The Joker next.
The Joker.
The Joker and the Gimmicks. I was thinking just now at the end of that, since I've been doing a lot more talking on today's program, let's have another song right away. Closer to the Bone, Louis Prima.
Close to the bone, sweeter is the meat. Last slice of Virginia ham is the best that you can eat. Don't talk about my baby, she's slender but she's sweet. Close to the bone and sweeter is the meat. Now she'd make a good thermometer if she drank a glass of wine. She's built just like a garter snake, She climbs up like a vine. My friends tell me I'm a fool to love a gal like that. Here's the reason I like 'em slim instead of big and fat. 'Cause closest to the bone, sweeter is the meat. The last slice of Virginia ham is the best that you can eat. Now don't talk about my baby, she's slender but she's sweet. Closest to the bone and sweeter is the meat. Let's go! First-class fountain pen if she only knew how to write. Her figure's like a piece of string. She rolls up every night. Everybody thinks that I'm a nut to love this lovely worm. Boy, there's one reason I like them slim instead of round and firm. 'Cause closest to the bone, sweeter is the meat. Slice up Virginia ham is the best that you can eat. Now don't you talk about my baby, she's slender but she's sweet. Closest to the bone, sweet. I got another one now. Listen here. She'd make a fine piccolo if she only stayed on key. Boy, she's shaped like a rubber band and she loves to snap at me. Everybody thinks I'm insane to overlook her faults, but here's the reason I like them skinny instead of full of schmaltz. 'Cause closest to the bone, sweeter is the meat. That slice of Virginia ham is the best that you can eat. Don't talk about my baby, she's slender but she's sweet.
Louis Prima, Closer to the Bone. And, you know, I just said I was talking too much and we should play another song right away. Well, that actually was kind of half true. The real truth was, as the song before, the one we just heard was playing, I received a message to call our director for the TV series right away. He always does this, and it's a little bit annoying. Otherwise, I wouldn't have called him back, but he has this tendency to call and say, "Oh, it's urgent, can you call me?" And then you call and he's like, "Oh, you could have waited till later," or, "Oh, it's not really important." I don't know if you ever have anybody that's ever done that to you, but it is a little bit annoying. When I was at China Radio International, the deputy director of the English service, I'm not going to mention her name on the air, but this individual was used to do that. And one time at CRI, I was doing morning shift. Morning shift meaning I would have to get up at 3:30 in the morning to be at CRI at 4:45 in the morning. So I would maybe go to bed rather early. Early would mean maybe like 11 o'clock at night. Or sometimes, maybe at the end of the week, a little bit earlier because I was a little bit tired. Anyway, one night, They called me up. It was around 11:30, and I was already asleep. And they said, "Oh, were you sleeping?" I said, "Yes." "Oh, I'm sorry to wake you. It's okay. You can wait till tomorrow." And then they hung up. I was just, well, I'm not going to repeat the language that I was using at the time. And I said, okay. Anyway, the next day, they swanned in at like 10 o'clock in the morning, like they always did. And I said, "Yeah, what was the emergency?" And they said, "Oh, it's okay. I just wanted to know if you would be able to take your summer holiday of this week instead of this week." And I said, "But you called me up at 11:30 at night, knowing that I probably was going to be in bed because I had to wake up at 3:30. And I thought, well, one day I've got to get this person back. And I did. I didn't do it right away. But then one day, because they did this twice. And I'm like, okay, I've got to get them back some way, shape, or form. And I did. So what I did is I waited a couple of months. And then I decided to call them up at home. At home like they did me. At 2:45 in the morning. And they answered, and I said, "Oh, sorry, were you sleeping? Sorry, it's Keith here. I'm sorry to wake you. I know it's early. It's 2:45 in the morning. It's okay. I can wait till tomorrow." And then I hung up the phone. Well, you know what? After I did that, they never did it again. So that's a little trick. If you have a friend or anybody that is doing that to you, this is how you get back at them. Anyway, yeah, it worked. You know, it was a little bit annoying. Anyway, time for more music again. Let's listen to Roger Whittaker and A Special Kind of Man.
Myself, I'm made of nothing, and my head is stuffed with hay. But my brother was a poet, or at least that's what they say. Myself, I'm made of nothing, I am just an old saran. My brother was a poet, and a very special kind of man. He painted scenes of dragons, knights in armor, bold and brave. And show me how they rescued ladies fair. And I've killed 100 dragons, rescued damsels in distress. And that really isn't bad for a man who wasn't there. Oh, myself, I'm made of nothing. My head is stuffed with hay. But my brother was a poet, or at least that's what they say. Myself, I'm made of nothing. I'm just an also-ran, but my brother was a poet and a very special kind of man. He's done so much with his fine words to brighten up our lives, with his poems of the working men, their mothers and their wives. Had a short life and a sweet one, had no time to plot or plan. My brother was a poet and a very special kind of man. Oh, myself, I'm made of nothing. My head is stuffed with hay. But my brother was a poet, or at least that's what they say. Myself, I'm made of nothing. I'm just an also-ran. But my brother was a poet and a very special kind of man. Oh, myself, I'm made of nothing. My head is stuffed with hay. But my brother was a poet, or at least that's what they say. Myself, I'm made of nothing. I'm just an also-ran. But my brother was a poet and a very special kind of man.
Special Kind of Man, Roger Whittaker. If you want to contact us to let us know what you think of the program, or to receive the EQSO from PCJ Radio International, our email address is pcjqso@pcjmedia.com. That's pcjqso qsl@pcjmedia.com. We're going to end today with a song that was also covered in English in the 1960s by a singer that, if I close my eyes, I can see her face, but I can't think of her name. It was called Donna, Donna, Donna. But the version that we're going to close with today is in Yiddish, performed by the well-known Yiddish singer who was born in Holland, Leo Fluid, who I think is one of the greatest interpreters of Yiddish songs. Donna, 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 Leo Fluid. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perron, wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
Öfen vier liegt das Gehäbe liegt, gebindene mit der Strick. Heuch in Himmel flieht, das Schwäbel freut sich, dreht sich hin und grinnt. Lacht der Wind in Koren, lacht und lacht und lacht. Lacht der Ruppe, tut der ganze Mühle Nacht. Donna, 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 la 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 la. Das Gehäbel guckt mit Kinnhüt zu der Schwalb, lacht der Winter frei, der Stiefer, wer sie heißt, ich sei na kalt. Lacht der Wind in Korn, lacht und lacht und lacht, lacht der Ruppe, tut die ganze Mitte halber Nacht. Donna, 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 donna,